kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa tuwing nababanggit ang silid-aklatan o library, karaniwang nai-imagine ang mga nakapatas na libro, mesa at mga librarian na sumasaway sa mga maiingay at nakakaistorbo sa mga nagbabasa. Pero sa modernong library ng Australia, gugustuhin mong tumambay ng matagal dahil sa dami ng aktibidad at silid na pwedeng pagkunan ng kaalaman. Tulad ng Yellamundi o ang The Storyteller Civic Place Library at Art Gallery sa Liverpool, New South Wales. Hindi lang libro at kaalaman tungkol sa Australia ang makikita sa bagong bukas na gusali, dahil isa sa mga pasilyo nito ang naglalaman ng mga kagamitan, sining at kasuotang nagpapakilala sa kulturang Pilipino. Si Benji Diobago at Michelle Ramas ang nag-organisa at curator ng exhibit. Ilan lang sila sa mga kababayang advokasya ang pagpapanatili ng kulturang Pilipino dito sa Australia. Narito ang ating panayam kay Michelle kung paano nabuo ang konsepto ng exhibit.
I am civic-minded. I have been a community leader in the Visayan Association called Banag Banag. So I was the former president of that organization. You know, just recently I have just retired. So now I am focusing my energy in the community. It started from my voluntary work as a JP. So, you know, the libraries nowadays here in Australia has become a social hub. It's not just a place for borrowing books, you know, getting reference to further studies and things like that. They have so much to offer right now. And I encourage everybody, you have to go and see your library kasi meron ng computer, meron ng, you know, they're promoting so many things for the community. So we were invited as a group of the JPs at the opening last year in December in Liverpool. At ang ganda ng building. So I, you know, was so curious. Ginugol ko agad. Oh my God, it cost them $300 million to build this, you know, state-of-the-art library, and they call it the Civic Center. So, you know, ginawa nila ng gallery. There's an art gallery down below. When I saw this, my eyes just lit up. My eyes just lit up, and I thought, what about, you know, I take Benji, who's a good friend of mine, to come and have a look at this space. So then we came, and then we saw, and then we made an inquiry. And then we presented our creative idea, and also to link it up to our culture and our commemoration of the 78 Australian-Philippine relations that we are celebrating for the month of May. And it also happened that the month of May is the Philippine Heritage Month. So, you know, two birds in one stone.
Nitong ika-apat ng Mayo sa pangunguna ng Handog Pinoy at pakikipagtulungan ng Aguman Kapampangan, Banag Banag, Filipino Community Cooperative, Visayan Association at UST Alumni Association, binuksan ang exhibit ng mga naipong makukulay na palamuti, hinabing tela, laruan, koleksyon ng barong at Filipiniana, kasama pa ng mga kasuotang pangkatutubo ng tribong Ifugao at Tibuli, at maging mga painting ng ilang Filipino-Australian artist tulad ng Rapprairie Art Awardee na si Marikit Santiago.
Ang tumatakbo sa isip ko, I wanted to make the Filipinos proud. I wanted to set a very high standard in terms of items being exhibited and the relevance of all these things to our culture na kahit na wala na tayo sa Pilipinas, continue pa rin natin ginagamit itong mga items na ito, itong mga damit na sinusuot natin sa mga celebrations natin dito sa Australia, at nakikita din ng mga fellow Australians natin na, you know, our culture also is, you know, something to be talked about, something to be curious about. It's not only telling people that come to the Philippines to see the beautiful beaches. You know, from where I come from in Cebu, I tell everybody, you know, this is the best place for a holiday. But our innate culture of family values, katulad ng painting ni Marikit Santiago na nandun ngayon, it is called the Weaning Madonna. And, you know, I just love her work. You know, she is such a well-renowned artist now. In fact, she has won this award that was given to her by the New South Wales Art Gallery. It's the La Prairie Award, and it's promoting the Australian women artists in the world. What an amazing opportunity. And some people, why can't we hurrah these people? You know, let's bring them in, and let's celebrate their achievement. So achievement ng mga tao, nagdala ng kanilang mga personal things for it to be shared. And I think that is the bayanihan that we have.
Magtatagal hanggang sa buong buwan ng Hunyo ang Philippine Culture Exhibit. Tampok din ito na pasyalan para sa selebrasyon ng Araw ng Kalayaan ng Pilipinas.
Para sa akin dito sa Australia, napakaganda ng ating kultura dito kasi multicultural at saka accepting ang mga tao sa iba't ibang culture. Hindi mo lang yan makikita sa, you know, on a day-to-day basis, you know, how people react with other cultures. You can especially see it in the kind of cuisine that we have available here in Australia. In our exhibition, we also try and put in a little bit of refreshment, which is, you know, our offering to whoever is attending. And we have little things like, you know, yung ating mga kakanin na it is quite unusual for some cultures, but, you know, it's educating them. You know, it's just like how they've educated us to eat their food. We are educating them as well. So, you know, what I feel freedom is when you have that freedom to express yourself with no fear.
Pinaghahandaan ngayon ng mga nag-organisa ng exhibit ang pagkakaroon ng parehong aktibidad para sa mga Pilipino sa Blacktown. Hiling din ni Michelle at mga kasamahan ang pagkakaisa ng mga organisasyon para patuloy na magkaroon ng mga matagumpay at makabuluhang proyekto sa komunidad.
Pwedeng dalhin ninyo ang inyong mga pamipamilya at magkaisa tayo para makita naman natin, ma-express naman natin yung ating kultura at yung, how proud we are of how we've come as a family, as a unit, as a community.
Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.